You're listening to Ask Me Other from NPR and WNYC. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and with me is our house musician, Jonathan Colton. And here are our next contestants, Kevin Hood and Liz Starin. Liz, you went to Brown for math and science.
Yes.
Smart. Okay. And then you took art classes at the same time at RISD?
Also true.
Okay, so together, what kind of career job does that make?
Is this a job interview?
Could be.
I think I am the best qualified person to make physics picture books.
Oh, yeah. All right, that's good. Kevin is a percussionist, plays drum in drum lines.
I play drum, just one.
Just one?
Just one.
In a drum line?
Yes.
You just get to play the one drum?
Just one.
Dallas Cowboys?
Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
Yeah. America's team. Well, yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's been a while since we've won, guys. It's okay.
You have an encyclopedic knowledge of music, especially Swedish hip-hop.
Right.
How much Swedish hip-hop is there?
A surprising amount, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, the other day I was walking around the Bronx with a shirt that says, they say hip-hop was born in the Bronx, but the Bronx was born in Sweden, because as a matter of fact, the man who the Bronx is named after was a Swede.
Oh,
it says
yeah?
all that on a shirt?
Yeah, well, the first part, it wraps around.
Small type. It's
like back.
Yeah, yeah. It's like 4 points. Do you like Rihanna?
I don't think I've ever listened to her music.
Oh, yeah? Interesting. Kevin, how about you?
I mean, Barbados is cool.
Okay.
That's where she's from.
Barbados is where she's from.
I know that much.
That's three people we're not going to be able to book on the show.
Was a positive thing.
Jonathan, how do you feel about Rihanna?
I love her to death.
Yeah?
I think she would make a great guest on the show.
I agree.
I think we should just do a game that's all about her songs.
Why don't we do a game that's just focused on Rihanna?
Yeah.
Let's call it Hella Ella's.
Yes, yes.
So we're taking you way, way back to 2007, when a humble but handy accessory got its very own anthem. I'm talking, of course, about the umbrella, Ella Ella. So I will sing verses of Rihanna's Umbrella, with the lyrics rewritten to be about words or names that end with an Ella sound. She's gonna love that. You have to identify what I'm talking about. All right? Here we go. This fancy shoe will only fit that lady who ran quickly from the ball, and then she didn't call. Though her carriage soared, saw change into a gore. This search will take some art, but that girl, she has my heart. Liz.
Cinderella.
Cinderella, yes.
Your version is super soulful, man.
I can't do it any other way, Ophira.
Yeah.
It's just who I am.
It's amazing. It's fantastic.
Yeah. When we're outside in the warmer weather, all the little bugs gonna get together, flying all around trying to bite my friends. Gotta make a plan before the sun descends. I prefer a non-toxic solution. I don't like chemical pollution. Gotta get a safe insect repeller, a candle that's made of... Liz.
Citronella.
Yes.
I'm sorry I'm not singing the answers.
Yeah, go for it. Sing the answers.
Oh, no. I said I don't know the song.
There is no person that walks this earth that does not know this song. So when I say citronella, nothing part of your head goes, Ella, Ella, Ella. No?
Really?
Oh, yeah, all right, I got it.
Liz, you're going to be really embarrassed when we, as a surprise, bring Rihanna out here
yeah.
in just a couple of minutes.
She sings the final bonus round.
You need vaccines, doesn't matter how good your genes. I don't want to be where you are unless you get that MMR. Don't want no rash lumps. Stop some measles and the mumps. But what's that third one's name? In Germany, it came to fame.
Kevin.
That's Rubella.
Rubella.
A. Kind of fades out.
When we sing together. Can't play an instrument, whatever. Maybe you can beatbox like a prayer. We could sing Blue Moon or I'll Be There. I'm the only alto in my section, trying to achieve that pitch perfection. When we're in tune, we're sounding sweller. I love it when we're singing. Liz.
So, having gone to Brown, I feel really qualified to answer this question because we had 12 a cappella groups.
Yes! Yes, you did. A cappella is correct. All right, here we go. Whoops. Okay, I gotta remember how this goes.
You can drive or take a plane, but what's better, high-speed train? Come visit me. There's some distance in between our homes. So let Amtrak be your guide. A 100-mile-per-hour ride.
Liz?
Acela.
Acela is correct.
That song's huge between Trenton and Newark. Yeah. Sing it all the time.
Usually you have to pause the song in New Haven, though, because they have to switch over. Little train joke, little train joke.
Little Amtrak humor.
Little Amtrak humor.
When you make crepes and you need a filling, this chocolate spread is always willing. When it's on my toast, I love it so. Hazelnut, skim milk, and yeah, cocoa. Peanut butter chunks, you're not so clever. I think that I could eat this spread forever. When I get a craving, I can't quell her. I dip my finger in that.
Kevin.
Nutella.
Yeah.
People knew it from the first word out of your mouth.
It's a chocolate spread. There are not too many chocolate spreads out there. I should say, this is your last question.
Did I wash my hands after handling chicken? Cause my poor gut's taking a licking. I don't want to deal with this malaise on the floor by the toilet for several days. Will I eat that again or never? I know it's not serious, however. I can't go bowling cause I don't feel weller. Cause I am infected with...
Liz.
Salmonella.
Salmonella is correct. I think that might be my favorite line from all of these, on the floor by the toilet for several days.
Just very descriptive.
It really paints a picture, you know?
Yes.
Art Chung, how did our contestants do?
They did hella good. Liz, you're moving on to our final round. Congratulations.